Chapter 42, Team Types. SVPG has had the opportunity to observe and advise on the team topology of hundreds of tech companies. While every situation truly is unique when it comes to topology, there are some important best practices that can help you optimize your topology for empowerment. In this chapter, we consider the two fundamental types of product teams: platform teams, which manage services so they can be easily leveraged by other teams, and experience teams, which are responsible for how the product value is exposed to users and customers. It's important to emphasize that any topology must consider both the underlying technology architecture as well as the broader strategic context, including the business objectives, product vision, strategy, etc., of the product. This means that it's essential that product and engineering leadership must determine the topology together. Platform teams. Platform teams provide leverage because they allow for common services to be implemented once but used in many places. Examples of this include a platform team that is responsible for shared services such as authentication or authorization, a platform team that is responsible for maintaining a library of reusable interface components, a platform team that is responsible for providing tools to developers for test and release automation. Platform teams also allow for managing complexity because they can encapsulate particularly difficult or specialized areas of the product. Examples of this include a platform team that creates an abstraction for integration with a legacy system, a platform team that manages payment processing, a platform team that manages a highly specialized tax calculation. Your end customers and even your executives and stakeholders may not have any direct visibility into the work performed by your platform teams, but don't think these teams aren't important. In fact, in many of the top product organizations, the best engineers in the company are asked to work on platform teams because of the leverage and importance. In a small company, the platform may be provided by a single platform team. In many of the large top tech companies, as many as half of the product teams are platform teams. Moreover, platforms reduce the cognitive load for experience teams. These experience teams are able to use platform services without having to understand how they are implemented. Instead, they can focus their energy on the customer or business problems they are working to solve. Experience teams. Experience teams are responsible for how the product is experienced by users in the form of apps, UIs, solutions, or journeys. Users may be customers who buy your product, or, in the case of B2B products, they may be the employees of those customers. Whatever the case, if a product team is working on the experience for anyone who is part of the company's customers, including consumers, this is called a customer-facing experience team. Users may also be internal to your company itself, but are critically important for delivering the necessary customer experience. Examples of these types of users are customer service agents or in-store associates. If a product team is working on a product experience for these types of internal employees, this is called a customer-enabling experience team. Whether a team is customer-facing or customer-enabling, a true experience team will have a direct impact on our customers if its product goes down. For example, if an internal agent can't resolve a customer's question or request because their system is down, we know this is a true product experience. As with platforms, a product experience may be handled by a single team or divided across several teams. For example, experiences may be divided into teams by user type, by market or segment, by the step in a customer's journey, or by any number of other ways. More on this in Chapter 44 on empowering experience teams. In too many companies, the topology is defined such that each experience team owns only a very small part of the end-to-end experience. In this situation, Each team struggles to feel like they can make an impact without coordinating with every other team, even for small changes. By contrast, experienced teams are most empowered when they are given as much end-to-end responsibility as possible. Such teams have a meaningful sense of ownership, more autonomy, and it's easier for them to see their impact on solving customers' problems and achieving business results. Many strong companies have found that a rich platform is a powerful tool for enabling a broader end-to-end scope of ownership for the experienced teams. Platform teams reduce the load required to use the underlying technology, creating cognitive capacity for experienced teams to own more aspects of the customer problems.